This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. DOE releases draft site-wide environmental impact statement for LANL, and report says LANL and Sandia mismanaged high explosives. DOE has released a draft site-wide environmental impact statement, SWICE, for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The SWICE lays out the planned programs at LANL for the next 5 years and evaluates the environmental impacts of those programs. One of the most dramatic shifts proposed in the draft SWICE is expansion of plutonium pit production. A plutonium pit is the core of a nuclear bomb. The draft SWICE states that LANL seeks clearance to raise the level of production from 20 to 80 pits per year. The SWICE also indicates that expanded nuclear weapons operations will nearly double the amount of radioactive waste generated each year. According to the figures provided, the total amount of generated radioactive waste will increase from 260 to 510 cubic yards. Copies of the draft SWICE will be available for review at the public libraries in Los Alamos, Santa Fe, and Española, as well as the UNM Library in Albuquerque. Electronic copies are available on the DOE website. The draft SWICE has not been finalized. DOE has set a 60-day period during which the public has time to review and comment on the document. The comment period ends on September 5, 2006. Public hearings will also take place from August 8th through the 10th around northern New Mexico in order for the public to submit verbal testimony. They will be held in Los Alamos on Tuesday the 8th, in Española on Wednesday the 9th, and in Santa Fe on Thursday the 10th. The August 9th hearing falls on the same day as the nuclear bombing of Nagasaki, Japan, by the United States. Throughout the week of the hearings, people will be commemorating 61 years since the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings, which killed tens of thousands of people instantly. Comments may also be submitted over the telephone or in writing. Questions about the document, public hearings, or requests to be placed on the document distribution list may be directed to Ms. Elizabeth Withers at 1-877-491-4957. Report says LANL and Sandia mismanaged high explosives. A recent DOE Office of the Inspector General report found that LANL and Sandia National Laboratory did not always maintain control, accountability, and safety for a wide variety of explosives. The report states that Sandia did not have adequate inventory records. Sandia could not account for over 410 items, including detonators, shaped explosives, and bulk explosive powders, nor explain the presence of 190,000 pounds of explosive propellant. The report also found that both Sandia and LANL kept larger quantities of high explosives than would be needed for current or future missions. Neither laboratory was evaluating the stability and safety of the high explosive materials as required. The report found that the lack of accounting controls occurred in large part because of mismanagement. It states, quote, there is increased risk that worker safety may be compromised and that extremely dangerous and potentially destructive explosive materials may be subject to theft or diversion, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.